So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Shotgun snap, five-man rush, blitzes on pass. It's intercepted at the middle of the 20. Coming to the near side, 25. Then the player's hit. The ball's jarred free. Hurts picked it up. He loses the ball. The ball's rolling. Near sideline. Recovered at the 45. It looks like, as they try to untangle the bodies, the Chargers have gotten the ball.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One describing the chaos. It was an unbelievable play that kind of summed up the whole night for the Eagles, if we're being honest. Two turnovers by the quarterback on the same play. It was a wild thing to witness. Overall, it was five turnovers on the night for Jalen Hurts. Four interceptions, one fumble. The final interception was as the Eagles are driving, needing a touchdown in overtime. And Andrew Perloff is hanging on by a thread.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles' offense is terrible. You know, actually, it looked a little better last night than it's looked all month because they've just been taking on water. I don't know what's going on. I blame the coordinator, and Jalen Hurts is getting worse and worse. Even last night, he did have some big throws, but the turnovers, that was the best thing we had going. He wasn't turning the ball over. Now he's turning it over like crazy. It is 2023 all over again when the Eagles imploded at the end of last year. They might win some games here, but there's no chance to make any real postseason noise.
Man.
Yeah, I said it. No chance.
Wow. And that's it. And thus concludes your Philadelphia Eagles season for 2025-2026.
I think Howie Roseman was watching last night in L.A., and he went into the office and said, let's look at some draft tape.
Man, well, I can't say the fan base would be upset. It seems like you guys hate the dude. Not hate him personally, but can't wait to...
Howie or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts. Can't wait to get him out of town. No, Howie Roseman will end up with a statue. Jalen Hurts, it's like he can't do anything right. And now, listen, last night was maybe not the best time to be defending Jalen Hurts. He did not have a good game. The Chargers defense had him confused, didn't know where to go. Outside of like a couple passes that were good, it was not nearly enough to make up for the fact that he was so inconsistent. And what I think happened is you start off the fourth quarter, you guys, the Eagles, Pearl, start off the fourth quarter with a Saquon Barkley touchdown, just taking it to the house, bailed out on a tush push, like took it to the house. I thought Saquon was going to put the deuces up at one point. Like that's how far ahead he was. Force a punt for the Chargers, right? So now you're up 16-13. Jalen Hurts throws a pick. Now, that was to me where I was like, oh, man, this was the moment where you could have had some momentum going. And A.J. Brown, it goes off of his hands because Jalen Hurts threw the ball high.
Yep.
And it went right into the awaiting hands of Hart, the young, stout defensive player.
Yeah, I don't even know why the Eagles were throwing so much last night. I thought they threw too much throughout the entire game because Jalen was not seeing it. Yes, he made some nice plays, ended up with 240 yards. There was a big play to Devontae Smith that he ripped over the middle. Looks great, but it wasn't worth the risk to me. I felt like they should have played more conservatively. The entire game, I tweeted right before half, I don't want to see any play that's not a Saquon Barkley run the rest of the game. And even the ones that I know that a lot of them didn't get anywhere, but you need to be conservative where this offense is, which is terrible because they haven't scored any points in the last month. They've been really, really terrible. I mean, listen to their totals since the bye. They won 10-7, won 16-9, lost 24-21, lost 24-15, and last night lost 22-19 in overtime. They can't score more than 21 points in a game? Is that where this offense is? They're the defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
They're not the 2000 Ravens. They're just not good on offense.
You have weapons. And I know the
highly paid weapons.
I know that the offense, the offensive line, pardon me, yeah. has been banged up and Lane Johnson's not in it, et cetera. But it's not a shell. I mean, you still have Jordan Mailata out there. You have Cam Jurgens got to get out. You've got recognizable names as far as any offensive line. And we know more about the Eagles' offensive line than anybody, any team in the league, basically.
They have a Christmas album.
Yeah, well, because of the Tush Push. These guys are now household names.
And also, because one of the stalwarts' brother was dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and he's on the broadcast. So
he needs to put on some weight and get on the field, by the way. I was watching him on the broadcast. Like, skinny Jason Kelce, dude, get a couple calzones and you get out there and start pushing. When I said that how he was going up to get tape, by the way, look at tape. I didn't say quarterback. You implied quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else would you be looking for?
They need to draft Lane Johnson's replacement yesterday. They need to go O-line, O-line, O-line because they are a franchise like the 90s Cowboys that is built where your O-line pushes everyone around and too many injuries have. That's why Saquon is not Saquon anymore. That's why Jalen Hurts does not have these easy opportunities. They used to bully people, and the Chargers were physically the bully last night.
Speaking of which, I just want to bring up something interesting. We'll talk about the team to beat in the NFC because, spoiler, Perloff does not think it's his Eagles anymore, and I'm going to agree with you. But playing against the Chargers get their 9th win last night. Gutty. I mean, Justin Herbert gets sacked 6 times. They still win seven times, and they still won the game. And he was their leading rusher. He was doing everything for them. It was a real Superman effort on offense by Herbert, and the Chargers defense came ready to play. The biggest news from yesterday, though, I feel like when it's Chargers related, actually had nothing to do with the team that won the game last night. It's about former Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers potentially coming out of retirement to join the Colts, a team that he finished his career with. Pearl, Philip Rivers has been retired so long that he's about almost eligible for the Hall of Fame. Like, that's where we are on this thing. The fact that he would even entertain coming back to me was so laughable. And I get it. The Colts are totally desperate. But you cannot tell me that there is no other quarterback even slightly, I know you obviously you can't trade for anybody right now. That's too late. But there's no other. Run Wildcat with Jonathan Taylor. You're going to bring back Philip Rivers?
Mm.
He's a grandfather, for goodness sake.
Well, it's funny because we've heard these kind of rumors before. Remember, Kurt Warner said in his mid 40s he got a call to come back. I think who's another guy?
Drew Brees has gotten calls.
Troy Aikman, I know, got calls. He was a little younger because he retired early, but he got a lot of calls in the booth. So, you know what? We're seeing a lot of old core. I mean, Tom Brady did it, Maggie.
He's been retired for 5 years. His last year that he played was 2020. That's it. Pearl, I mean, Brady retired for 30 days and came back. I mean, it was barely, we barely got through the month and he was back.
I mean, sometimes, remember that game where Baker Mayfield had to learn the playbook on the plane?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of miracle we're expecting here. Maybe they're looking at tape from Joe Flacco a couple years ago. Sometimes these old guys just come in and give a bolt of lightning. This is not an ideal situation. I'm not saying I would do it, but I understand the desperation there. Riley Leonard was okay. If you have Riley Leonard, that's basically a wildcat. Like,
well, and now he's got a knee injury, so he's got like some kind of strain going on with his knee. So it's not even a fully healthy Riley Leonard.
Yeah, I get it. These are really desperate times. I feel terrible for Colts fans because it's all in year and nothing. It could not have gone worse since they made that Sauce Gardner trade.
No, I get it, but here's the thing. If I hear that my team has contacted Philip Rivers, who retired in 2020 after that season, I now feel worse.
How can you feel worse after there's nothing to feel worse about? Like, you're already at the bottom.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping like they've got some other miracle guy on the roster who can just somehow come in and save the day. Like, where's their Brock Purdy? I don't know. It's just
well, I was
not
thinking
happening.
About their other former quarterbacks. Carson Wentz had massive surgery. You can't bring him in.
And he's on the team.
Joe Flacco. I was wondering, could they call the Bengals and just give us Joe Flacco? Is there some kind of Flacco clause?
No, he'd have to go on waivers, wouldn't he? And then someone else could pick him
and
up.
And they need him because who knows how long Burrow is going to actually stay healthy. Who are the other former? There's another guy. Oh, Matt Ryan. Why not Matt Ryan, who's younger?
He's on the CBS set. Talk about a guy who looks skinny now, too.
Well, I was actually wondering, like, if you're going to bring in Rivers, you're definitely going to bring in Ryan, right? Or at least give him a call.
I don't know know if it ended well with Matt Ryan, by the way. Didn't he end up getting benched in that season, or am I making that up?
Oh, it could be. He's 40, where Rivers is 44.
Yeah,
Ryan also said that he's gotten calls before, too, I believe. Or he's at least contemplated going back.
There were teams that called him, I think, last year.
What do you think Philip Rivers' workout is going to look like today?
Philip Rivers
is 44.
I mean, probably
amazing.
Probably
a lot of stretching.
I mean, he'll look fine. What difference is a 44-year-old Philip Rivers and a 29-year-old Philip Rivers, by the way? Like,
no, I get it. He's not, you know, he's not like Lamar Jackson out there.
He's like Joe Flacco. He's just like, yeah, that arm doesn't age.
But, like, I can't even imagine it. I thought it was fake news. I'm like, oh, man, this is Ian Rapoport got.
Yeah, Ian Rapoport had the quote tweet, like, this is real, by the way. Just like Shams did with the Luka Doncic trade. I read this. I was like, there's no way. This has got to be a fake Ian Rapoport. Or something. Like, it's not actually Rappaport. Like, I keep looking at the Twitter handle.
There's got to be someone else who played quarterback in high school. Do they have anyone who even took some snaps in college? Like, can it just be just, I know I'm not giving you good solutions here. Who's on the practice squad? There's got to be somebody who has a little bit more of a chance than Philip Rivers.
Well, it tells me what I've been telling you guys since this show started, which is quarterback play today is mid. If you need to grab a guy who's 44 years old and was, you know, basically coaching high school football and say, come back and play for us and save our season, there's not a guy on the street or in your practice squad that you have at least some confidence in to run a competent offense. You can't tell me quarterback play is that good.
So you're saying in 2010 or something, you could find a guy off the street at week 15?
Vinny
Testaverde.
Or you have a guy on the bench that you could just play.
But everybody's hurt there. I mean, Anthony Richardson is not healthy, is he?
No. Remember, he got hurt with that freak accident.
Yeah, the eye injury.
The eye injury. And they're not... It doesn't seem like he's even an option.
I mean, you say quarterback play is mid, and I understand what you're saying, but there are plays that quarterbacks make, even the quote-unquote mid guys, that weren't even impossible. I saw, like, plays that Caleb Williams and Trevor Lawrence, for example, make, that those weren't plays. I saw Trevor Lawrence running against his body, rip a ball 30 yards downfield into a guy's hands. Like, that would have been the best play of 1986.
Wait, hold on one sec. So
I'm just saying, the play is high level.
Yeah, but maybe top heavy. I'm on the Colts practice squad page right now. It looks like Brett Rypien is on the roster.
Oh my God! Of course he is.
Right, but okay.
Right, you're not even going to give him a shot. You got to go to Philly.
How many shots does Brett Rypien need? That guy has been on every team in the league at this point.
But he's not a grandfather.
Has he won a game?
Maybe not, but he's not a grandpa. I mean, this is insane to me. A 44-year-old guy who hasn't played in 5 years. You're going to pull them out. There's no other option. You can't tell me these quarterbacks are that good if the Colts, who are desperate for a quarterback, feel like there's no able-bodied young man that can play quarterback for them.
Wait, you guys don't want to see Philip Rivers play? That's a
I want to see it. It just seems like it's going to be a circus, though. It's going to be like Jeff Saturday all over again.
So what difference does a circus make at this point? What do they have to lose?
Well, they're a playoff team, right? So, and they have a weapon in Jonathan Taylor, but, you know.
Who are they going to beat right now? There's probably not another team in the league they can beat.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
You know, Sandra Bullock's just shaking her head. She's like, I was so close to this damn biopic. So now Phil Rivers is coming back.
I know. EJ thinks that Sandra Bullock is a dead ringer to play in a movie. The Colts owner now, Carly Irsay, who's on the sidelines. Let's hit Frank, who's in Georgia, has a thought about the Eagles and where things have gone wrong. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, good morning. But where's the Eagles fan? I had to sit and watch that dumpster fire last night. But I've been thinking this since it started. A.J. Brown, with all the whining and complaining, and they finally started throwing him the ball all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's when they started losing.
Definitely.
Is he the reason why?
100%.
The downfall?
Yeah.
Because I've said it on my podcast that A.J. Brown's got to go. He's done nothing but hurt the team.
Sorry, Frank, you cut out there.
I didn't know what Frank's podcast is.
Good luck with the pod. We can't give a free plug like that.
There's definitely been a problem with force-feeding A.J. Brown. There's no doubt about it. The whole offense is just like, first of all, the offense is ugly in the sense that, as I said earlier in the show, there's no rhythm to it.
Yeah.
You know, this A.J. Brown wanting targets. A.J. Brown's best role with the Eagles sometimes is as a decoy, so that frees up room for everybody else. But Jalen Hurts, and it's not just A.J. Brown, like, you're making Jalen Hurts do things that he's not comfortable with because your number one target is complaining about targets. The whole thing's been a mess. There's no doubt about it.
13 targets last night for A.J. Brown, yeah. 6 receptions, yeah. though, they got 100 yards.
2 drops on him, and there was a possible third. It does feel like they have been forcing it to him, and it hasn't been working. I mean, Frank's right. There's something deeply wrong with the offense. Just look at the scores that I read earlier on. They can't get past 21 points in a month and a half.
888-710-4ISN. Just a heads up. Apparently, the emergency quarterback for the Colts is Ty Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Tight end from Penn
State.
They
said, you know, they remember at Penn State, he'd line up all at every single position. They were doing a little bit of that. It's pretty sick. I love Ty Warren.
Apparently, Taylor Heinicke might be on a practice squad. That guy's played in a playoff game before against Tom Brady and kind of went toe-to-toe many years ago.
What's Tommy DeVito up to these days?
He's on practice squad, I think, for the Patriots. Get Tommy Cutlets out there.
The Colts are about 8-5. If they sign any of these guys, they're finishing the season at 8-9. You might as well go 8-9 with Phillip Rivers instead of Tommy Cutlets. What's the point? Those guys never win any football games, so why? Who cares? You might as well bring in the old guys.
This feels like a snuff film. You don't think, we're going to bring in Phillip Rivers
8-9 is 8-9.
To win no games?
Well, Rivers, I think, gives him a better chance than the guys you just listed.
Does he? He's been retired for literally 5 years, and I know that he's been like coaching football. That doesn't mean you're working out, though.
I mean, what's the difference? Why would you not go? I mean, listen, I'm not for it necessarily, but it's all those other options are just as bad. I mean, 8-9 is 8-9.
How about this? Leave it to the Colts fans. They figured this out. Ryan Tannehill's a free agent.
Oh, God.
Trevor Siemian's on Houston's practice squad. Taylor Heinicke's a free agent.
When's the last time Trevor Siemian won a football game?
Well, probably never, but he's never being put in good positions. Like, anytime you're going to Siemian, it's not because things are awesome.
Why is Tannehill such a bad option?
All you have to do
is get the ball to Travis Henry, I'm sorry, a bunch of times. Like, why don't they just do the same thing?
I don't know. Tannehill seems
Does Tannehill want to play?
Travis and Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. I was like,
I ran through three different Henrys. No, yeah, he gave the ball to Derrick Henry and they won 13 games. He could just give the ball to Jonathan Taylor and make a couple passes.
But does Tannehill want to play?
Asked him?
I have no idea. Actually, I have no idea what Brian Tannehill is doing right now.
Hmm.
Like, what is he doing right now?
Right now? Probably getting ready
Hopefully
to watch
sleeping.
That.
Does he live in Nashville? Does he live in Texas? What's up with
Does he live in Miami still?
It's been a lot of years. What happened to Ryan Tannehill? It's the first article.
I don't even remember.
Remember there was a crazy story about Tannehill's wife? Do you guys remember the story?
Oh, his wife was,
pretty.
First round pick.
Yeah, no, she got a lot of attention. Blonde.
Then she got in trouble. I can't remember why, though, right?
I remember why.
She was canceled or what?
No, I don't think that. Though that's not the story that I'm thinking of. Something happened. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Ryan Tannehill's wife, I think, had a rental car. And she returned the rental car, and there was like an AK-47 in the backseat or something.
Whoa.
High-powered firearm was in the backseat or the trunk or something of the car that Tannehill's wife, like, she accidentally left her, like, AR rifle.
Yeah.
Am I right about this?
It sounds familiar.
Yo, lady.
And?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of machinery.
That's why he's not in the NFL.
I'll always think about that with her. I'm like, were you robbing a bank? What is this, heat? What are you doing? I mean, I'm not trying to get into like an amendments. That's a high powered gun for anyone, any civilian, let alone the wife of Ryan Tannehill.
Listen, Tua Tagovailoa has armed security around his house. Maybe Mrs. Tannehill wouldn't take matters into her own hands.
Vigilante justice.
Exactly.
I hope she didn't feel like she needed it, not to joke around, but like that's a lot of firepower. And you left it in the rental car. Am I right about this?
I don't know. I was just reading why Tannehill's not in the NFL. Apparently, he thought that his quote, the ship has sailed on his return to the NFL.
Mm.
He tried to get with a team and there were no right fits, he said. So he was like, I think that ship has sailed for me.
I did an interview way, 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 way back in the day with Ryan Tannehill and he's from a town of 22,000 people called Big Spring, Texas. Like, he is the most West Texas quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
He's a low-key dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a thing. Like, I could see Phillip Rivers wanting to come back because he seemed like kind of addicted to attention. Ryan Tannehill probably just disappeared, right? Like the fact that we have no idea where Ryan Tannehill now is now, it is not surprising to me. And I actually would have almost even been more surprised if they bring back Ryan Tannehill. Like that just doesn't feel like something that's in the cards. Matt Ryan, on the other hand, I'm shocked he's not there.
Do you remember when the Dolphins did like a Hail Mary for Jay Cutler and brought him back for like 10 million?
Yeah, he killed his broadcasting career.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, it's funny that you wouldn't be able to just get that back.
That's always mystified me. Everyone's like, he's so good. He's so good. We got to get him on air. Then he plays a season for the Dolphins and nobody wants him again.
It was odd. Yeah, I got it. 2014. This is an article by our pal Ryan Wilson for CBS Sports. Lauren Tannehill, the wife of Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill, recently returned a rental car but forgot to remove an AR-15 rifle from the back seat. The weapon was found by the next rental car customer. Wow, I guess they're not cleaning those cars. According to the Broward County Sheriff's Office, quote, this is certainly the kind of item you don't want to forget anywhere, but forgetting it isn't a crime. So it's just more of an embarrassing headline than anything else. So nobody's looking in the rental car, like when you return it, to check the back seat to make sure an AR-15 rifle's not just like in the back?
Those people are just trying to get through their bay, and they're just like, just park the car. Give me the keys. I'm going back to, you know, watching Netflix on my phone.
Yeah, I get it. That's a tough job. It's mind-numbing job.
Yeah. I've had that. That system has actually been refined thanks to technology. You used to have to wait around. Now it's just like, you're right, just pull it up, leave your gun in the back, and they sort of beep it with their cell phone. You're fine. I mean, my problem with that situation is like rental cars have gotten further and further away from the airport. Basically, it's like a 73-minute drive. The airport is in South Philadelphia. The rental car place is in West Philadelphia. You have to take a train to get to the rental car place.
It's crazy. The last time we were doing rental car stuff, it was in Michigan. There was a total backup in terms of they did not have enough cars.
Of course.
The line was like Space Mountain. Millions of people online, okay? We waited over an hour and a half to get the rental car. It was so bad that even former Michigan basketball standout Glenn Rice was just another sucker in the line. I'm like, we're in the Detroit airport. If Glenn Rice can't get to the front, nobody is moving. And he, of course, he's 2 feet taller than everyone online, so he's like sticking out like a sore thumb.
That is a reference I did not accept. That. Glenn Rice is the same. We got Philip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill, Lauren Tannehill, Glenn Rice. Nico, track every person we've mentioned in this segment and try to put them together in a short story.
When was the last time they played in a sporting event?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, by the way, because how old is Glenn Rice? Because you never lose at three.
True. A jump shot never leaves you.
I mean, didn't he come? He came in with LeBron, right?
He's 58.
He came in with LeBron.
888-710-4ISN. Yeah, that was a little like Sports Mad Libs. It's like, I was in a rental car place with Glenn Rice. So, Lauren Tannehill left an AR-15 in the back of a rental car. What a psycho. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, lots to do, including we'll try to talk Perloff off the ledge when it comes to his birds. But also, we have a question for you about the NFC, and it has to be answered right now. MVP.
All right, Maggie, last night was not ideal because my Eagles lost, but I still had a good time playing Prize Picks, and it's the best time of year for it, but there's still tons of sports going on, and you can keep the season rolling by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups on Prize Picks when you play your first $5. All you have to do is pick 2 to 6 players, you pick more or less on their stat projections, and then you watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Maggie, how'd you do last night?
Well, I think Jalen Hurts pretty much kind of put the kibosh on everyone all around with his 5 total turnovers, but he had 240 passing yards. So I did predict that. But I'm back on the saddle today. And can I tell you what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Because I am absolutely obsessed with my picks for tonight. First of all, can I give you a little, Pearl, Orlando Magic.
Okay, I love the Magic.
I know. Anthony Black, 23.5. Points, rebounds, assists, Magic playing the Heat with a little in-state rivalry. And then, would you like, college hoops? Because I got it for you. Mm-hmm. RJ Godfrey from Clemson. Big game tonight on the road against BYU. I'm going less than on 19.5 points, rebounds,
assists. I don't know about
that.
People named RJ are always good at basketball, but go ahead.
High altitude, man. It's like a BYU. You're on the road. I think it's high altitude. Anyway, Prize Picks. That's the point. It's fun, and it makes watching sports even better, as if that could be possible. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. It's code MMP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. After a segment where we somehow talked about Lauren Tannehill, Glenn Rice, and Philip Rivers.
Well, Lauren Tannehill might want to pack a suitcase and get up to Indianapolis because they need a quarterback, and Philip Rivers is 44 and has been tried for 5 years. Ryan Tannehill could be an option here.
I got to tell you, I don't think the Colts win another game. They have at Seattle next week. That's hard. Seattle's playing very well. San Francisco comes to Indianapolis, then Jacksonville in Indianapolis, then at Houston. So the two home games, San Francisco and Jacksonville, are must win to make the playoffs. And I don't think any of the quarterbacks we mentioned, you've said Taylor Heineke might be floating around or an injured Riley Leonard. I don't know what quarterback wins any of those games. It's very possible that they lose out.
Pearl, the Houston Texans defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times. Yeah. What do you think they would do to Philip Rivers?
I mean, at least, well, what do you think they're going to do to any of the people? Like, what do you think they're going to do to Riley Leonard?
Well, at least he can, I guess
they'll he's probably got sack a, he's him got 100
a, times. He has a bit of a knee injury, but at least he could probably move a little bit better than 44-year-old Philip Rivers. He's going to be a sitting duck back there.
Yeah, but I mean, at least he'll, I assume, I was going to say, he knows where to throw the ball early in the play, where a young quarterback is not going, he's going to hold on the ball and just get demolished. That's the thinking. But by the way, Philip Rivers is not the starting quarterback for the Colts yet. We're going to have to wait to write that script for that movie. This is a problem. I just feel awful. No first-round picks coming up. There's just nothing. If you're a Colts fan, it's got to be the most depressing week.
Yeah, it's been tough. I mean, they've just not been able to get off the quarterback carousel, and it's been terrible for them. Let's get to Bogish, who's got the latest headlines. What's up, folks?
These headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Long before Laura Rutledge chased Justin Herbert for that post-game interview, the Eagle D was running after the Charger QB. Herbert and his broken left hand, sacked 7 times, lost a fumble, threw a pick, was just 12 for 26 overall. But he and the Bolts got another double on Monday Night Football.
You know, I'd love a couple plays back, you know, dropped a couple on the ground and, you know, I did everything I could to hold onto the ball, and I just got to be smarter with it and, you know, use two hands and be able to, you know, grip it as best as I can.
Herbert.
Two hands. One of them's broken or just had surgery, I guess.
Yeah.
His offense doing just enough to set up Cameron Dicker for 5 field goals, including the 46-yarder that forced OT with 6 seconds left in regulation, and then the 54-yarder to start extra time. L.A. winning 22-19 when Jalen Hurts threw his 4th pick at the 1-yard line.
As frustrating as the night was, we had an opportunity to win the game in the end. Had the ball in my hands, driving down the field, having everything, you know, on our terms to a sense, and I didn't bring it home.
4 picks and a lost fumble for Hurts in the Birds' 3rd straight loss.
Wait, what's going on here, by the way?
Probably not the way they've been playing on paper.
Are we supposed to be giving to a dog charity right now? Is that what that song is?
But you never do the, you know, you knew that Maggie and I have been talking about the Monday night game. So usually you might give a highlight or two and then do some other kinds of stories. But it feels like you're dwelling on last night's game for some reason.
I don't think I'm dwelling at all.
Feels like there's some dwelling. You even had a musical.
I'd go with, and that's the first of many. I would go with enjoying more than dwelling.
I felt like you were kind of walking on air when I came in this morning.
One man's dwells, another man's euphoria.
Yeah, he's luxuriating in it. Really.
Yeah, because I'm not going slower or like writing more script. I'm just having more fun with the lines in front of me.
Yeah. Okay.
This is all I got.
Yeah.
You
were singing.
You got the number 1 pick right now.
Exactly.
When you were
that
singing
is worthless.
Walking on Sunshine in the bathroom this morning, I should have known that something was going on.
Skipping and whistling down the street.
Did Dave Matthews ever cover Katrina and the Waves? We'll have to find out.
That'd be a good version, by the way.
The Eagles do still have a 2-win cushion on the Cowboys atop the NFC East, but the Perloff playoff simulator has them at a -5 chance of doing anything in January.
Different kind of math.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an analytic, but.
Daily Rose in the chat saying, Hurts sound extra depressed. I mean, I'd hope so. You're not going to be like skipping and hopping into a post-game press conference when you just lost the game.
Well, yeah, but he didn't have to do play-by-play. We knew what happened. He's like, well, yeah, I threw an interception on the last play. Yeah, we were all there. We were there. But yeah, he did not. I guess it's fine, but he was defiantly boring in that press conference.
This is how you know Perloff is ticked off, because if Jalen Hurts had done the other thing and been like, listen, I've got to look at the tape, you would have been like, you idiot. What do you have to look at the tape for? We all know he threw an interception. Just say it. He can do no right now. Jalen Hurts, just there's nothing he can say or do to make this better.
I thought he could have. Well, I prefer a little more human than that. I mean, yeah, this one crushed. I screwed up. I can't wait to get back out there. And no, I want to.
He said some of that.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. I saw a couple of quotes on SportsCenter where he is just stoically staring straight ahead. You know, that's the thing with Jalen Hurts. You just don't really know what's going on back there. And I don't think this is just me. I think the team, remember when him and A.J. Brown were fighting, it seemed like everybody loves A.J. Brown. We don't know about Jalen Hurts. It just seems he's unknowable. I don't know if. And people say that about Andrew Perloff a lot. Like, what's that Pearl guy up there?
It's this mystery.
What's he do after the show? No, there's no question about that. We all kind of do the same thing.
We know you're taking care of your parking and breaking more fingers.
Yeah. I mean, Bokes and I just had to talk about how we have to turn the thermostat up because we're worried about taking care of our tortoises at home.
Yeah.
The kids never do, by the way.
No. I wouldn't let my kids touch anything that important like the thermostat.
I don't get this with men. I don't know if it's all men. My husband is obsessed with a thermostat. He can control it from his phone. Anytime we leave the house go grocery shopping, he turns it down. I'm like, we're going to be back in 20 minutes.
Now, if he's got the app, I feel like you should be able to do it where it's happening without him manually changing.
Oh, we do.
Oh, okay.
We've got sets in every single zone.
Okay, good.
And then if we go on vacation, then we got to set it lower.
Yeah.
It's a whole deal.
Well, you have to understand.
This is a men thing.
If you'd seen Maggie's husband play kickball, this would all make sense. He's a rather intense man.
Yeah, he doesn't lose.
The game was about to kick off, and I see him pull out the bandana, tie it tight, like Rambo.
Yeah, why do you think I tried to steal third? I wanted to make sure Maggie's husband wasn't going to yell at me.
No, I mean, exactly. He basically caused EJ's injury by being the most aggressive kickball player out there, and there were professional athletes on that field. Yeah. None of them. They all paled in comparison to Andy.
Just want to.
Did any other like gentlemen go missing during your courtship? Did he like remove competition? Yeah.
I cannot say.
No, and also, where's Todd?
I cannot confirm or deny.
It's like funny, all of Maggie's ex-boyfriends keep meeting these really mysterious ends.
Also, Bogues, like I said, he's a man in a way that you and I are not. Like, he's curious how things work, can fix things. He could do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the only knock I know is that the one time that I met him, he was excited to meet me from listening to the show, which feels unnecessary.
Wonderful, wonderful guy, by the way. If he's listening right now, he's awesome, but he's just, he's
he actually
cut
listens
out
to the show. I'm like, wow, all these years later, I can't believe you're still listening.
I think he recognized me like from walking like halfway down the block. I was impressed.
Yeah, no, he's
very
cool.
As a prince of a guy, and he's handy. He's, which is an underrated quality that women like about men.
I'd like to borrow him for a weekend to fix things around the house.
I tell you, we can order any IKEA furniture we want because they'll put it all together. Yeah, it can be the most difficult possible.
He's kind of brilliant, by the way. He seems very smart, too. At least that's my vibe. Yeah. My wife does not listen because the other day there was she's like, hey, do you want to watch this documentary on someone named Saquon?
Never heard of him.
Oh, man.
Bengals receiver T. Higgins is back in concussion protocols after being checked twice during Sunday's loss in Buffalo, allowed to return to the game. He did not experience symptoms until Sunday night, and then yesterday morning he missed their previous game with a concussion.
Not to interrupt. Sorry, Maggie, you mentioned this yesterday. Like, it was so obvious during the game that T. Higgins was struggling with something.
Yeah, I mean, he rebounded to make this amazing one-handed catch for a touchdown. So I guess he got it together for that. But no, he was definitely, he dropped two passes that he never dropped.
And when he came back after the first check, it was like startling to see him back out there because I was obviously watching the game live. He's sitting there on the ground. And I go to, my family was over for my son's birthday. I was like, he just had a concussion. So I'm thinking like, we won't see him again today. And then all of a sudden he's back out there. I'm like, what's going on?
I feel like, again, we're getting loose with these concussion rules. Like with Brian Daboll running into the 10 earlier.
Yeah.
And we saw Jackson Dart in
that
Bears game. Seemed like he definitely was concussed before he actually ended up getting knocked out. Like something is going the wrong way with this.
Yeah. I mean, do we need to see Tua in the fencing pose to remind how serious this is?
Yeah.
You know, Chris Nowinski, the concussion expert and advocate for care, better care, points out they're progressive. So T. Higgins' concussion 2 weeks ago makes it easier for him to get one next time. And that means the next time he plays, it's going to be even more possible. I hope he's done for the year.
Yeah, and like I understand that sometimes you actually don't have the symptoms until hours later. So you pass whatever check they're doing. But like in Higgins' case, when you just missed the last game with a concussion, and that first hit happens, and he's sitting on the floor waiting for trainers, you don't check him. He just doesn't play again. Like, that's it. I don't know why they keep even going through some of those things. Four more LSU offensive coaches going back to Ole Miss to work with the Rebs during the CFP. OC Charlie Weiss Jr., of course, already lent back to the old school by Lane Kiffin. Pelicans rookie Derek Queen, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, but no win last night against the Spurs.
Barnes into Harper. Clock going down. Dylan Harper throws it up and puts it in! A clutch shot from Dylan Harper in the Big Easy.
He's a super duper star. That's what he's going to be.
Okay, fellow rookie Dylan Harper, the go-ahead hoop, 9 seconds left. He finished with a career-high 22 in this 135-132 San Antonio win. They keep being just fine without Wemby.
Maybe
not a bust, but maybe not necessary to the Spurs' success.
Wow, you doing Bill Simmons Ewing theory on Wemby? The team's better without him? I don't know.
Dylan Harper, super duper star?
Derek Queen, are you talking about Queen or Harper?
Well, that the call was about Derek Harper, was about Dylan Harper.
Oh,
super duper star.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Diaper Dandy a little bit, but not as clever.
Or as cool.
Mm.
Bad job all around.
I was watching a game the other day and I saw Dick Vitale talking to this great freshman this year about the Diaper Dandies. I'm like, oh, right. Diaper Dandy, that hasn't been a thing in a while, right?
Well, he's been, you know, he's been on the sidelines because of all his battle, and it's great to see him back on the calls. Apparently, he's going to do a game with Charles Barkley this year.
Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be cool. There's a documentary out about Dickie V. Yeah. It's running on ESPN.
I think he was mad about Notre Dame, by the way.
Oh, he was insufferable, man. I love Dickie V. I know some college basketball fans think he's through Duke or whatever. I love Dickie V.
Yeah.
But it was like, come on, man. They lost to the teams that went in ahead of them. What are you complaining about?
I've heard a lot of stories about Dick Vitale just calling to radio shows to talk about football all the time. Like, he's a massive fan.
He loves sports. Yeah, that's the one thing I love about him. Because I feel like, not that other commentators don't, but like, as soon as Twitter happened, it seemed like he could not wait to talk about all the other sports that he normally doesn't get to talk about. Even during these broadcasts, he'd be like, oh, did you see the Tampa Bay Rays last night? And I'm like, he's locked into Rays baseball, too. You got to love Dickie V, but the Notre Dame stuff was a little much yesterday.
Well, Notre Dame's now at the center of the universe because of what happened with the college football playoff, and their athletic director was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, so we'll get into everything that he had to say and some thinly veiled threats towards the ACC, and also a press conference today. So what are they going to possibly say at this thing? Notre Dame, we'll get into all of it. Plus, who is the team to beat in the NFC? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. You know, it's funny. I feel angry because my Philadelphia Eagles lost. Notre Dame's angry. It feels like it should be an angry Tuesday morning, but I look at all your shining faces. I think it's having Nico here. I feel like everyone's in a good mood. Nico is on the board, and just his young positivity hasn't been beat down by the world yet. I don't know. There's an air of positivity around. Like,
I think, you know, you're kind of in like this weird, like, you're smiling through it, as the famous LeBron James meme kind of is. Like, there's something about, I think, the Eagles losing three in a row.
Yeah.
You kind of know the season's over. you have no more expectations of Super Bowl, and in some way, like, you're free now. Like, they can't hurt you anymore, Pearl.
Yeah, it's not even just that. Also, it's Christmas season. The game was, I mean, it was a game in L.A. It's not exactly like the Eagles were playing a rival. It was a sloppy game that they almost won anyway.
I mean, Pearl, you said that Jalen Hurts had his equivalent of the Buff fumble. That's as bad as it can possibly get. No, we're asking if that's the most embarrassing play by the most talented of athletes.
Like, yeah.
By all metrics, it was horrible. You said it was the end of the Jalen Hurts era. I just think there's part of you that's compartmentalizing it, like, you know, you just know this is not your year, and you are resigned to that fact.
I mean, the loss to the Cowboys was far worse. That is definitely, that's a meaningful loss. That was a bad loss. The Bears game was torture.
Yeah.
This game was just a disaster from both sides, and somebody had to win, and the Eagles blew it again. They're going to win some games. They have some easy games coming up. They have two games against the Commanders. I don't think Jaden Daniels is playing anymore. I don't know.
No. I don't know why.
I'm not sure what's going on there. So they should sneak into the playoffs. But it feels like if you look around the league right now, there are a lot of teams that are just going to get in the playoffs because they're a record that don't necessarily feel like competitors. For example, the Chargers on the other side of the ball. Is anyone even looking at them as a potential contender in the AFC? I've not heard one person say that.
No, their defense is so good, but there's a lot of good defenses in the AFC. Houston's defense is lights out. Jacksonville's defense is very good. The Denver defense is extremely good. New England's defense hits hard. You know, to me, they're just one of many good defenses where the offense has major issues because Justin Herbert's playing with a broken hand.
Yeah.
8 turnovers last night in this game. This was not a weather game. There's no rain. There's no snow. Obviously, it's LA. 8 turnovers, including 3 on one play.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the Chargers are listed as 12th overall in Super Bowl odds, and they are 6th in the AFC alone. They're behind the Jaguars, and they're almost tied with the Ravens, who don't even have a winning record. This is not a team with a lot of optimism. But which is funny, because when Jim Harbaugh got there, I remember you said this.
Yeah.
In the second year, he got San Francisco to the Super Bowl, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
He has instant success, and he's had the wins. But for some reason, the upside just doesn't feel like it's part of the equation here.
Well, because of the injuries. Yes. The two tackles are out. Yep. I mean, that's tough. And obviously, Herbert feels every bit of that pressure because he's under siege. But, you know, to be fair to Jim Harbaugh, made the playoffs last year. I mean, Herbert threw, what, 4 picks in that game? So it was a disaster. But they did make the playoffs. And then this year, there's certainly going to be a playoff team. Here's the question, though, going back to the NFC. And you kind of mentioned it, Pearl. There's really not like a full, complete AFC team, unless you are that big of a believer in the Patriots, I guess. Or maybe you think the Bills' defense has come along a little bit in the last couple games, but they were just in a shootout with Cincinnati, so I don't think that's necessarily the case. But here's the thing. Whoever plays the AFC in the Super Bowl is probably going to be favored. Because think about the teams in the NFC right now. So your Eagles are falling off. Maybe not you, but that was a good game from the Packers. The Bears were live in the game, and the Rams might actually be the most complete team in the NFC.
Yep.
So,
don't forget the Seahawks. I mean,
and the Seahawks. You know, I will never truly believe in Sam Darnold until he's literally hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and even then, I might have some doubts. But I mean,
he might fumble it.
Things are looking good for that top of the NFC is probably better than anything in the AFC.
Eagles would crush those AFC teams in the Super Bowl. If the Eagles somehow figured it out in the playoffs and got everyone healthy, they have so much Super Bowl experience, they would probably beat those teams too. You're right. The NFC feels much tougher.
Who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
I think it's clearly the Rams, right?
I mean, they just lost to the Carolina Panthers, though.
That was outdoors in the rain. And you know I basically bring everything back to the weather. The Rams aren't going to have to play a game like that in the playoffs. They're not going to Philly in the snow like they did last year.
No, and I mean, if something weird happened, would they potentially have to go to the Green Bay?
You know what?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay is 9-3-1. The Rams are 10-3. It's possible. Green Bay has some tough games, though.
Yeah, I mean, they have a rematch against the Bears. I mean, by the way, it could go through Chicago, too. But let's see, the Rams have Detroit at Seattle, at Atlanta, and at Arizona. For some reason, you're right. I probably jumped to a conclusion that the Rams would be the number one team. So this will come down to weather. If you could get Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford playing outside, then maybe they're different teams. So to me, it comes down to Green Bay and LA as the two real threats there.
And then you got outdoor Super Bowl this year, Santa Clara. Could have some rain. It's not going to be like freezing
cold. That's true. That's true. Who do you look at as sort of the team of the NFC?
I mean, I want to give it to the Rams. I do because of that. But they're also, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I thought they did not look good against Carolina. Matthew Stafford played really bad in that game, actually, in the fourth quarter. And then, okay, so you destroy the Arizona Cardinals. That doesn't mean, I think, what it meant earlier in the year when the Cardinals were hanging around and losing these games by 3 points and 4 points. Mm. And it felt like Arizona could actually be a pseudo litmus test for how good you are. Now the Cardinals are not. I think the wheels have kind of come off for them. So to beat up on the Arizona Cardinals to me is not like a sign that you're back.
Yeah, I mean, even – but the loss to the Carolina –
see what happens against Detroit.
Carolina is, by the way, 7-6, and they lost a nail-biter in that game.
But Bryce Young outplayed Matthew Stafford at the end of a game, which is shocking. Stafford was an MVP favorite, which, by the way, may have opened the door for Josh Allen. I'm being serious. I think, you know, a lot of people watch that Bills-Cincinnati game, especially because of the snow.
Really?
Makes it a lot more fun. I think people were paying attention to that game because of the snow.
Was it at 1 o'clock, though?
It was a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I mean, sure.
Not as many people as watching the, you know, Packers-Bears, but I think people were interested in that game. The snow always adds an element. And I think that there's a possibility. He's thrown more picks this year, and he's taken more sacks, but I think that people realize that the Bills would be a 5-win team without him.
I would bet on Stafford because I think they want to reward him for a long career. Kind of how last year there was no reason that Josh Allen got over Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen had statistically his worst season in 5 years. They're just like, we're not giving to Lamar again.
It's time.
Yeah, that's why maybe the same thing happens with Stafford, whose numbers are silly. So
that's true. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have a special guest live in studio who unfortunately is going to make Perloff's day just a little bit more bitter. We didn't mean for this to happen. We're not sadists.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.